Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Vayeshev, Mamish Erev Chanukah, we're almost there. Well, this week's parasha, I'd like to talk to you about a number of topics. Let's start with a contradiction, a stira in Targum. It says in the beginning of the parasha, on Pasuk Dalet, it tells us about the hatred the brothers had for Yosef. They were unable to speak to him peacefully. The Targum of Lo Yachlu Daber is Loitzavon Malolo. They were not able to speak to him. Loitzavon, Savon means to be able to. On the other hand, we find other places where the Targum is different. As a matter of fact, quite a number of other places. One example is in Parshas Vayigash, Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Aleph, V'lo Yochol Yosef Lehisapek. Yosef could not restrain himself when in front of his brothers, and he revealed himself. Lo Yochol Yosef Lehisapek, Targum, Lo Yochil Yosef Lehischasono, Lo Yochil. V'lo Yochol, the Targum is Lo Yachil. He was unable to. As a matter of fact, I see now in the same Perek Memhei, in Pasuk Gimel, V'lo Yachlu Echav La'Nosei, the Targum is V'lo Yachilu Achayhi. So Yachil and Yachil seem to be the proper Targum. What is the message of the change in the Targum? When we hear V'lo Yachlu Echav La'Nosei Lo Tzavon L'Malolo Imei. So Sefer Aksava HaKabbalah tells us a very important message. We know the Targum is full of important hidden messages. It's just always hard to catch it because we're not used to Targum. But here, he explains it for us. Lo yochel, to be able to do something, happens for one of two reasons. Typically, when you're unable to do something, it means you're physically not able to do it. He calls that derech hakoyach v'hayichailus. A person's physically unable to do something. He just can't do it. Sometimes lo yachol is what he calls the derech hamusar. Lo yachol, they couldn't, morally they couldn't do it. It's just something that wasn't the right thing to do. Lo yachol sometimes means unable, physically impossible, and sometimes it means that they just, you can't do it, it's not the right thing to do. Lo yachilu means you're not able to do it. The Yosef lehisapek, he was unable to restrain himself. Lo yuchlu echav la'noisei, they were unable to answer him. They just couldn't. They weren't physically able to express anything as an answer. They were too shocked. Lo yachil means not able to. Here it says lo yachlu dabrei l'shalom. They couldn't talk to him peacefully. So you might think they hated him so much they just physically were unable to talk to him in a civilized way. So the Targum is saying that's not the pshat. That's not what happened. Their brothers could have acted to him ki'ilu they're nice to him, ki'ilu they like him, ki'ilu they have no complaints to him. But it wasn't the right thing to do. To be echad bepev, echad belev, to express yourself as if you like somebody and you really don't. So that, that wasn't the right thing to do. They had complaints against him for what he had done. They had tainus to him for what he had done. And therefore, the Targum wants deliberately to tell us that the intention here is a different word, loit savis. They didn't want to. The word savis we have in our ksuba. If you look at ksuba, it says that the man proposed to his wife, it's savi, and she agreed. She agreed. So-and-so besulta the have a slightly into. So if it's savi, means they wanted to. They chose to. Loitza, this means they chose not to. They felt it wasn't the right thing to do. So the message here is that sometimes it's the right thing to act, and just act in a civil way to somebody. You don't like him, but act like a mensch. Sometimes the right thing to do. But for the brothers to pretend to have an ava for Yosef, they couldn't. It was not the right thing. They didn't see it as the right thing to do. And they felt that they had right to have tainus to Yosef. And therefore, they were not echad bepev, echad belev. Here's the Ksav HaKabbalah. this is Merumiz, Layachu Dabroi L'Shalom. Dabroi, usually it says Daber Imai. It's rare that the verb Daber is connected to the pronoun, to the Imai, as one word. It says Vedaber Loi. It doesn't say v'edabrei. What's dabrei l'shalayim? So the Ksava Kabbalah is an old rule that when the verb and the pronoun are together, it's a sign of panemius. Vayishak loy, and he kissed him, is a chitzeniyistik kiss. Vayinashkeu, v'yechabkeu, that it says v'yesav, it's a kiss from panemius. It says v'yesav in Parshas Vayishlach, Rashi says, Nichmeru rachamav. He gave him a real honest-to-goodness kiss. How does he know? Because when the verb and the pronoun are one word, that means the person and his action are one, then it's one word. Layachu dabroi l'shalayim. They could have faked it. They could have. Layachu dabroi l'shalayim. But they couldn't. From the pnimius to talk to him, they couldn't. Ad kan, the amazing insight of the Ksav HaKabbalah into the written words in the parasha. A word about Yosef going down to Mitzrayim. Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim, and here he is, a Yiddish bacher, a 17-year-old boy in Mitzrayim, and he goes through the experience of being a servant in Mitzrayim, of being a king in Mitzrayim, and everything in between, being someone who runs a house in Mitzrayim, all the experiences in Mitzrayim. The reasons for all this. The Ramban says, Maisei Ovis Simin Labanim. Whole Bereishis, it's a Maisei Ovis Simin Labanim. Jews will go to Gala. Sometimes they'll be servants, Loyaleinu in Gala. Sometimes they'll be on top of the world in Gala. Maisei Ovis Simin Labanim. I want to tell you a rule. When we say Maisei Ovis Simin Labanim, it's not just a simin. To tell you this rule, I'll share with you something from the Pirish Aravid. The Aravid asks, we know in Pirkei Avos, 10 things were created by Nashmashas. One of them is the Piha Asin, the mouth of the donkey, of Bilam's donkey that spoke. The Aravid asks, the Gemara says, that it happened somewhere else, happened later, in Sefer Shmuel. You were Parais, Vayashar Naha Parais, they were Parais, in Perik Vavo Zayin, of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, that returned the stolen Aron, the Plishan stolen the Aron, and there were some cows that pulled the wagon that had the Aron to return, the Vayasharna, and they sang. Isn't that a bigger miracle? A bigger miracle for Paris to sing? The answer is, says the Raven, that the first time something happens, it breaks through. It makes it happen. For it to happen again later, not such a big chiddush. But in this world, once something happens, the same thing the Pasach Shulchan says in the name of the Gra. If someone is mechadesh a chiddush, chiddush Torah, new chiddush Torah in this world require big schusim to be able to mechadesh chiddush Torah. The Gra said, once someone's mechadesh it, you go out in the street, even a child will be able to think of it. Because that's Olam Hazeh. When you break through on something, it breaks through. And subsequently, to be able to continue, it rides sort of on the mitzias, on the fact that it could take place previously. Maisi of a similar vanim is not just a simon. You have a simon. Look, this is what happened. No. Yosef was a trailblazer. He broke through such a mitzias. A person could be in such a country that's so full of tumah and remain a from Erlich Yid. For that to happen, could it really happen? It really is a miracle. When we see it happening, it's honest to goodness, it is a miracle. That miracle rides on the first person who did it. The first person who did it was Yosef. So my saying, obvious similar bottom is more that something, once you do it, it could happen. I chanced upon something which is an absolutely incredible, really incredible, as follows. For a long time, it was understood that a human being could not run a mile in 4 minutes. The 4-minute mile was thought to be impossible. In the earlier part of the previous century, there were science journals that explained why a human being could not run that quickly. In 1954, the first person, an Englishman by the name of Roger Bannister, ran the 4-minute mile. It was incredible. He ran 4-minute mile. He ran 3:59. He broke the 4-minute mile. Everyone thought it was impossible. It was headlines. What's interesting is that since then, about 1,500 other athletes have run an under 4 minute mile. As a matter of fact, 46 days after Mr. Bannister, someone else ran a mile in under 4 minutes. What happened? What changed? Why? Till it happened the first time, they thought it's impossible. You know, scientists, they write everything they predict that they know 100%. And then when it happens, oh, now they write how it happened. What changed? Are they different sneakers? Are they different racetracks? Different diets? None of those. It seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, into the ability of humans to achieve, that you have to break through a barrier. You break through once, and then you could do it. You break through, and it becomes possible. What was thought to be impossible suddenly becomes a possibility. It's really an incredible thing. Papers have been written to try to explain why the four-minute mile today, it's a barometer of a excellent runner, is that he can do it. Really? Why? What changed? It's mysterious. The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into nature such a thing. That to break through the first time, to be a nachshon, to be a trailblazer in anything is hard. Once there's a certainty, a sense of certainty that it could happen, people could achieve. Why do I mention this? It was thought that Balabatim, working people, it can't be to be in the Beis Medrash till midnight, keep their eyes open, and yet to stay after midnight, it's just not possible. It's just not something that could be. Well, it's been proven. Years have gone by now. And Baruch Hashem, there's a Chabura learning late Mishra night. It's possible. What do you think? People think, well, you know, there are plumbers and there are tailors and there are people know certain things. And there are Mishma goers that people know to stay up. Me, I can't stay up. What are you, a baby? You can't stay up. What's going to be in the Masifta Derikia? When Moshe Rabbeinu gives a shir at 11:30 at night one night, what's going to happen? Where are you going to be? You're going to go to sleep? You're going to want to be there. You can do it. You can. It's not the people who are there, not supermen. They're regular working people. They're just people willing to try something new. It's like the four-minute mile. Come, join us in the Beis Medrash. Tonight is especially important because tonight I will be at the Aguda Convention. I won't be there. It's especially important that people come and give chizuk to the Olam. So please, be there. Be part of it. And there is a closed circuit TV. I can see exactly who came and who didn't come. So you'll get the credit that's due. The point is, you can do it. Join us. Have an absolutely wonderful Mishra night, followed by a gewaldig Erev Shabbos, followed by a Shabbos Kodesh, and then Sunday night by Hadlokas Neiris, Bekdusha V'Tahara. Please, in that order. A good Shabbos to everybody.